Lord, your psalmist wrote, "Behold, I have come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me, I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart." Holy Spirit, would you indeed write your law? All of it. Especially the liberty and freedom that you have given through your great mercy in each one of our hearts this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. We've sung about Jesus' resurrection this morning. I hope that the words of the songs have not simply gone in one ear and out the other, that we've stopped singing, because the praises of Jesus and his resurrection are our special theme during Easter season, but they're going to be the theme of our song throughout all eternity. In fact, eternity will not suffice for the praise that is due to him for what he has done. But as incredible as that is, Jesus' resurrection, his victory over death, over sin, over eternal destruction, won't be the only theme. To experience the ultimate demise of personality, the personal end of reality, but to overcome it, swallow it up as if it were nothing at all, that's quite a feat. The resurrection of Jesus may be the greatest thing that God has ever done in his created world, but it's not the only thing. Nor is it the only reason we have to sing God's praises. We have special reason to want to praise God because of what Jesus has done, because it was done for us. The reality is we would be obligated to praise him even if we remained lost in our sins. The scripture says that when Jesus comes again, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father, willingly or unwillingly. The reality is that God is worthy of your and my praise simply because he's God. The earth belongs to him and everything in it. He made it. He rules it. He runs it, and he does it well. Now, I know, we would probably want to poke holes in that and look at all of the things that we know that are wrong, most of which are the consequence either of human sin or simply of the limitations of living in a created world. But think about how many things go right that we don't even consider. I had a member of my congregation years ago in Southern California, who was a nuclear physicist, so he tended to think in rather abstract terms. And one of the things I still remember, if you've ever been in Southern California, tried to drive the 405 freeway that has seven lanes of traffic in each direction, all going about 65 miles an hour, bumper to bumper, Andy's comment was, "You know, it's amazing how few accidents there are." Think about all of the millions of people who go into that craziness every day and they come out alive. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. He made it, he rules it, he runs it, and he does it well. Our psalm this morning, Psalm 111, is a psalm of praise of God just because. In it, the psalmist focuses on three key reasons why we might praise God. Because of his character or attributes, because of his works, and because of his commandments. So, among other things, our psalm tells us that God is righteous, gracious, compassionate, to be feared. He's true, he's just, he's faithful, he's holy. And at beginning and end, he is to be praised. Those are his attributes. His works are also great, to be studied and delighted in, the psalmist says. Full of splendor and majesty. Marvelous. Powerful. Can't get too much more powerful than raising somebody from death. God gives food, makes a covenant, he remembers, he announces, he redeems, he gives his people the inheritance of the nations. So besides everything else, our psalm is a missionary psalm. It's about the God who has a love for the nations of the world. And he has a plan and a desire that every nation will come and worship him. And his people, that's you and me, are to be the witnesses to that end. That's God's works. His commandments are established. They don't change. They're trustworthy. We can rely on them. They're supported. It's a word that in the original language essentially means they're backed by God's nature and character. His word is as good as his bond, we would say, humanly speaking. And they produce good insight. And all three qualities, God's attributes, his works, and his commandments, are said in this psalm to be eternal. They have no beginning and no end, because God himself is transcendent and eternal. There's one particular feature of Psalm 111 that makes it different from most other psalms. Psalm 111 is what we call an acrostic psalm. That means that in the case of this psalm, at least, each half verse, each succeeding line, begins with a succeeding letter of the Hebrew alphabet in order. Aleph, Beit, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav. There are some others after that too. In his commentary on the Psalms, the 19th century pastor and scholar William Binney offered a translation of Psalm 111 that preserves the acrostic form in English. I'll just give us the first few verses. Adore will I the Lord with all my heart, both in the meeting of the upright and in the congregation. Confessedly great are the deeds of the Lord. Delighters in them, search them out. Excellent for honor and majesty is his work. Forevermore doth his righteousness endure. And so forth. The acrostic psalm represents one of the relatively few poetic devices available in Hebrew. The chief of those would be parallelism, where either in subsequent verses or in each half of a verse, the theme of the verse is restated in different words, or else it's contrasted, or developed. That's not really the issue here, because this is an acrostic psalm. The alphabetical psalm facilitated memorization in an oral culture, and it was a way of saying, in this particular instance, that the praise of God was so important that it covered from Aleph to Tau, or as we would say, from A to Z. So just for fun, I'm going to need your help on this. We're going to try something this morning as a congregation. In a minute, I'm going to call out letters of the alphabet, hopefully in order, and ask us to think of words that begin with that letter that express the greatness of God. Could be his character or his attributes. Could be things he's done. Could be some aspect of his commands. Could be a way that we are to respond to him. I've asked Hannah to take them down as much as we can get. If you're viewing online, you can type words into the chat at the appropriate place, and Laura can call them out so they get recorded too. We'll try to keep it alphabetical. I'll give a few seconds at least for each letter, help us think. And there are going to be some letters we're going to have an easier time with than others. So in William Binney's translation, he conveniently leaves out I, V, X, and Z. Part of that's because Hebrew has only 22 letters. So there were only 22 half verses to deal with in Psalm 111. So when we get to X, we might need to cheat and think of words that have an X in them. But primarily, this is an act of worship. I want us to be thinking about things that we can praise God for in alphabetical order. We'll have fun with it. So to get us started, I'll give three A words, but they might not be the only ones. I'll tell you that I've thought of at least one other that would fit as well. Awesome! Almighty! He is both, after all. Adore! Which is our response to him. How about some other A's?
God.
Amazing.
Hallelujah.
All right, that'll work.
Almighty.
Almighty. Excellent.
Grace.
Well, we'll get there. That's a G.
All powerful.
All powerful. Absolute.
Absolute. All knowing. All right, these are hyphens. Let's keep the hyphens out of it, or we'll be here all morning.
Astounding.
Astounding.
Alpha.
Alpha.
Abundant.
Yes, abundant. Yeah.
Absolute.
Yeah. We got absolute.
Affectionate.
Affectionate. All right, we got to move on, or we'll be here through lunch. B. What about B? That's E. We're on B at this moment.
Blessed.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Bountiful. All right, that's enough. C.
Compassionate.
Caring.
Comforter.
Creator. Alright, you can get beloved under B. Some of you internal processor types, come on, let's work a little harder at it.
Counselor.
Creator, I think we got that.
Creative.
Calvary, okay, yep. All right, D.
Adorable.
That's A.
Divine.
How about our response?
Delight.
Devotion.
Desirable.
Dominion. All right.
Deliverer.
Yeah. E. Elohim.
Ooh.
Excellent. Yeah, we got that. Okay. F.
Forgiving.
Forgiving.
Forever.
Father.
Friend,
how about faithful? How about freedom? Fulfillment, yeah, fulfilled. G.
Glorious.
Good.
Great, grateful.
Gracious.
Yeah, that works.
Generous.
Good.
Hey,
I think so. All right. H.
Healer.
Helper.
Healer, holy helper. No Hebrew sneaking in there, Deacon Lord. Okay. All right, we'll try I anyway.
Infinite.
How about immortal?
Irresistible.
Indescribable.
I hear those Calvinists in the congregation. Irresistible, yes.
Illuminating.
All right. All right, Jay. How are your fingers holding out, Hannah?
You're great.
Just.
Judge.
Mm-hmm.
Jealous.
Got jealous, yeah.
Judge.
Yep. K.
King.
All right.
King.
Indeed, yeah. Indeed, good knowledge, yeah. King. All right, L.
Loving.
Light, Lord, Lion of Judah, Lamb of God.
Lamb of God.
M.
Mighty.
Merciful. I heard marvelous somewhere in the back there. Master.
Marvelous.
Mm-hmm.
Magnificent.
Magnificent.
Mm-hmm.
N.
No, never. Near.
Near. I don't know. I think I may rule that one out of bounds. I don't think God is nice. How about new song? I'll cheat on that one a little bit. That's part of our response.
Name of all names.
Indeed. Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Omniscient.
All the omni stuff. Got that?
Offering.
Mm-hmm.
Obedience.
Yeah, we got obeying. Yeah. P.
Perfect.
Oh, come on, Deacon Laura. No Greek either. All right. All right, we're going to try Q. Any Q words?
Quiet.
Yeah. Elijah in the cave, right? Well, I'll throw in one that readers of Tolkien might appreciate. Quest. It's our response to him. We seek him.
Nice.
All right. It's not a Bible word, but we'll allow it anyway. What comes at NOPQ? R, yeah. Resurrection, all right. Ooh, man, some good words here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. From our psalm. Yep. S.
Savior.
Sustainer, sovereign. I'll throw one out that's bound not to be very popular. Submission. All right, T. Try you. Some of those comments coming from the back of the room are like. Mm-hmm. Yep. Think about John 17. Yeah. All right. V, as in victory. Yeah. I'll throw out a theological word, vicarious, as in atonement. Mm-hmm.
Voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Valuable. W. Warrior, wonderful. Okay.
Water.
Yeah. Water. It, absolutely. Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, now we'll try, we'll stretch it. X.
Excellent.
We can move that, we can move that down from the E's. We've got some in there already. Exceptional. All right. Why?
Why not?
Okay, you. Yeah. We address him.
Yes,
amen. All right. All right, we've gotten this far. Z.
Zion.
Yes. What I'm going to do is, we'll, after Hannah recovers from her cramp, I'll put this in our email. So that we have a record of our praise of God. He's worthy from A to Z. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He has done great things. And we worship him because of who he is and what he has done.
Peaceful.
If we didn't, we'll get, throw that on. Prince of Peace would probably be there too, right? All right, if you think of others, text them to me. I'll throw them in. Well, okay, talk to me afterwards then. All right, Lord, thank you that you are indeed worthy of all of our praise from A to Z. You gave that pattern to our ancestors in the faith who at that time as yet knew your resurrection only as a hope and an expectancy. We have it as a fact and a reality. Would you enable us to do as the word this morning in our worship said, and to live in that reality more and more as we not only praise you, but live to serve and love you and others. In Jesus' name, amen.